he hears voices.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, this feller can't make up his mind.
About what?
About what he's going to be.
Well, lots of folks have trouble with that, and how old is he?
Well, about 45, I think.
Well, it's about time for him to be something.
Well, now, he's been lots of things. A securities analyst, whatever that is, and he wrote a manual on sex.
Which one?
You mean which manual, Leon?
No, I mean which sex, Mercy Jess. There's two of them, you know.
I know that, Leon.
He owned a store that sold paper dresses.
Paper dresses?
Yeah, it is named Indispensable Disposables.
He's done nearly everything.
He hears voices from beyond the grave.
Hears voices from beyond the grave?
Yeah.
Well, what'd they say to him, Sam?
Told him to move to Florida.
Told him to move to Florida?
I said that.
Sam, I know you said
that. Yeah, Mercy Jess, Sam said that.
I know what Sam said. Who was that fella?
I don't remember saying that.
No, Mercy Jess, Sam said
that. Well, you two hush.
What'd we say?
He was telling about some guy who had... Oh, never mind.
His name was Guggenheim.
Guggenheim?
The singing bartender.
No, Leon. He's the great-grandson, I think, of the feller that done all that mining.
From the world's biggest miner to be an author of a sex manual and hearing voices from beyond the grave in only four generations. Sam, that feller who had done all them things, what does he do now?
He writes poetry for his friends.
Well, how does he make a living?
He draws interest from beyond the grave.
What?
How you do that?
You choose a great-grandpa that started a silver mine.
Oh.